Good morning, everybody. If we could take our seats, if there are any seats left. Welcome to our special board meeting, our swearing in. It's going to be a short meeting. And before we start, a few announcements. There are speakers on both sides of the podium. If you wish to fill out a speaker slip, we're going to do public comment at the end. After everybody's sworn in, there are speaker slips on both sides of the podium. Let's first stand and say the pledge, and then we'll begin our meeting.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So we're going to have Tommy Gong do our swearing in, but before we do that, I'm going to ask Supervisor Meacham if he wishes to say a few words.
This thing doesn't work anymore.
Here you go. You broke it.
They had to find a way to shut me up, so they turned the speaker off.
What was the card?
Are we good?
Nope.
Just use mine.
There it is. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. Nice crowd. I can remember how excited it was for me when I was sworn in my first term of office. And over the years, I've had an opportunity to meet with and work with some incredible people. And over the number of years, I have to give a special thanks to my wife, Deb, for putting up with all the meetings I had to attend, although she was happy that I was out of the house sometimes, and Vicki Fogelman, my legislative assistant, that was my right arm through the entire 8 years. And if you look out there on the board, the one at the very top left was my great-great-grandfather. He was on the first board of supervisors, and I think Vicki worked with him. I'm not sure. I had to get it one last time, Vicki. But it has absolutely been an honor. It's been a privilege to serve. It's been a privilege and an honor to serve my country in the Navy, to serve my city as a mayor, a councilman, and a planning commissioner, and to serve San Luis Obispo County as the first district supervisor. Thank you very much.
Thank you. After the newly elected and re-elected members are sworn in, then we'll let them make any comments they wish to make. Okay, Tommy, I know you're here. Come on down. Tommy Gong, our clerk recorder, is going to do the swearing in, and we're going to do all three at the same time. So do you want them to come down? Okay.
That you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that you take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which you are about to enter. Answer. Thank you.
So will the re-elected and newly elected members please take their seats? And I'm going to give each one an opportunity to make a few comments if they so choose. Can we begin with you, Supervisor Hill?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to once again express my gratitude to the voters of District 3 who have kept their faith and trust in me, and it's a real honor to continue to serve. certainly like to thank all the people who helped to bring us here, people in the community, people who worked on my campaign, people in my family, which created an enormous amount of goodwill and energy for me. And I look forward to this next term. We have an excellent opportunity to do what we have been doing, which is continue to grow our economy, continue to create jobs, and hopefully, conversely, to do as much as we can to help people who are struggling, to help people from the lowest reaches in our community, and do more than we have before. So I think we have a really good foundation, and I'm grateful to be serving you here at the Board of Supervisors. Thank you.
Supervisor Arnold, do you wish to say a few words?
I do. It really has been such an honor to serve this beautiful county, and I am grateful and humbled and appreciative to have the opportunity to serve another term. So I thank you all for being here, all that have supported me and helped me. I want to thank my husband, Steve, is here somewhere way in the back, and my family here for letting me be away so often. But this has really been a tremendous honor, and I thank you all for the opportunity.
Supervisor Pichon?
I just wanted to thank everybody, first off, for coming out today. It was a great effort on a lot of people's behalf to get me into this position, to be a supervisor for the North County and to represent the North County. I want to thank my wife and my kids for letting me do this job. They actually think that I'm going to be home a lot. So Debbie's just ruined that, and they've just found out that I'm going to be gone a lot. But thank my dad, too, also here, San Luis Obispo resident, and all of my family that came out for this today. Many of you probably know Vicki Jansen. She'll be my legislative assistant here, and she's going to be working with us. But for all of those that helped get me here, I will not forget you. I will not forget the work that we've done together. As I've stated many times in this campaign, I believe in smaller, more efficient government, lower taxes, and more personal freedom. And those are the values that I'm bringing to the Board of Supervisors. One last person, though, I'd like to thank is Frank Meacham. He did an incredible job for the last 8 years under a lot of very difficult circumstances. And we thank him for his service, not only to the country and the U.S. Navy, but to the County of San Luis Obispo and to the residents of the 1st District. Thank you very much.
Okay, congratulations to all three of you. We're going to move on to public comment now. I only have one, I have two speaker slips, so I'll begin with our town criers if they want to come up, Bev and Jerry.
Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay! My lords, my ladies,
citizens of the County of San Luis Obispo.
From Paso Robles to Pismo Beach.
From Piedras Blancas to Pozo.
And all principal points placed within its perimeter.
As the official town criers of this county,
it is our duty,
indeed our pleasure,
to welcome the recently elected supervisor,
the recently re-elected supervisor,
and the not so recently elected supervisors to this swearing-in ceremony.
The year 2017 will bring many challenges to this august body,
but we are confident no obstacle will be too difficult to overcome.
The individual who is leaving the board has set an exceptional example by serving diligently for 4 years.
For this, we express our eternal gratitude of each and every citizen of the county.
For each supervisor serves not only his or her own district,
but the county as a whole.
Mark Twain once said,
"The public is the only critic whose opinion is worth anything at all."
And it is the public who has elected these five individuals
as supervisors for San Luis Obispo County.
As professionals, our supervisors play a vital role
They are committed to the highest degree of integrity.
They are committed to delivering the best administration possible.
They are committed to fair and transparent governance.
They are committed to delivering high-quality services.
And they are committed to a stewardship of county funds that will maximize cost effectiveness and accountability.
They are committed to testing and measuring their values,
their ethics,
and their actions
as they serve the county and its citizens.
We thank you all for your kind attention.
And may 2017 be filled with success for the county
and its Board of Supervisors.
May God bless America.
Okay, our next public speaker is Eric Greening, and I'm just going to remind everybody that your comments today have to be limited to just the swearing in. I noticed you put two things on your speaker slip, so we're just limiting comments to only today swearing in.
Thank you. I am Eric Greening, and so in other words, not to anticipate anything that's coming in the future, but simply the fact I observe that some worthy, diligent officials have just been sworn in. And I also observe that even though many people assume that issues of substance won't begin being decided until next Tuesday, it's obviously those in the know that you'll be sitting here with seven colleagues from the cities tomorrow on the board of the Regional Transit Authority and the Council of Governments. And so you're going to get a quicker start to your terms than a lot of people anticipate. But rather than go into any issues again, congratulations on taking this awesome responsibility.
Thank you. Okay, does anybody else wish to speak? I have no more speaker slips. So I'm gonna close the meeting unless, did you wish to make a comment, well, Supervisor Gibson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Let me just add my welcome and congratulations to my new colleague, Mr. Peshong, to my returning colleagues, Ms. Arnold, Mr. Hill. I think it's certainly been a tenet of mine, and I think many people hold the same, that local government is the most important form of government. And in our nation today, I think that's more important than ever. And I've long held that being a county supervisor is the best job in elected governance. And I look forward to working with you all on matters that affect the county, and look forward to positive engagements that are gonna make this county an even better place to live. So we thank you, and we'll look forward to 2017.
Okay, that concludes our meeting. So for those of you that wish to stay, there's a reception right across the hall in the little meeting room to the right. If anybody wishes to join everybody, please come on over. And thank you all for coming out today. It was a great turnout today, and thank you.